Winter is hay feeding time. Do you know its nutritional value? The only way to know what's in your hay is to sample it and have it analyzed on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Test your forages before you feed them to livestock this winter. Once you know the nutritive value of the hay, you can add any missing supplements and rations. Another reason to test is if you're a hay producer for a specific market, such as horses. It's important that nutrition values are constant. Dirk Phillip is an associate professor of forages at the University of Arkansas. He says to take samples from a defined group of bales, ideally from the same field, the same forage base, and same cutting dates.
The minimum 5 bales, I would say, and you take horse samples from that bale on 3 locations around that bale, and you composite that sample into one sample from that lot, and then that one you're going to send in to your laboratory to get a result back, and then you do that for your other lots.
Take the samples as close to feeding time as possible, keeping in mind that it might take anywhere from a couple of weeks up to a month to get the results back. Phillip says the standard test is for total digestible nutrients. However, you can also get any kind of analysis you want for that hay.
The fiber or protein or any other minerals like microminerals or micronutrients, they may be important. If you made hay from a location where you're not really sure if it's safe feed for the cattle, you should definitely test for that if you're unsure about that.
The lab analysis is only as good as the sample given to it. Using a hay probe will allow you to get samples from multiple layers of the bale and increase the accuracy of the results. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about hay sampling at agriculture.com.